Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. On Monday, September 21st, head coach Gary Kubiak did his weekly Monday day after press conference. This one, pretty nice because it came the day after a win. Kubiak started by answering questions about his general state of mind and what the team needs to do to get better.
So after you watched all this again, did you feel any better? Did you feel worse or the same?
Like I said yesterday, it's always good to win in this league. It's hard to win, but like I said, John, we've got a lot of things that we're going to have to improve upon as a football team to give ourselves a chance to win week in and week out and be consistent. So we can do some good things, but we've got a lot of problems that we've got to work upon to give ourselves a fair chance week in and week out. We're just making some big mistakes.
In the run defense?
Well, there's a lot of things. Okay, offensively, obviously, we're last in the league running football. We're not running the ball well, and I think it's a combination of things. Scheme issues with us as coaches, running better, blocking better up front. I was excited. I thought we stayed more committed to the run yesterday. You get down 21-7 on the road, but we still came out of the game with 29 carries. That's what I was talking about last week. That's just being committed to what you're doing, regardless of the situation in the game. That's the way we have to play, I think, for our team to be successful. So I felt better about that. Defensively, we're last in the league stopping the run right now. So those two things, historically in this league, say that you're not going to be successful if you don't stop the run and run the ball. So right now, we're as poor as we can be in those two phases. So, and there's a long, long way to go and a lot of work to do to get it corrected. But history in this league tells you those two things are a bad combination towards success.
Is Slayton running the way he did last year?
No, he can run better. He can definitely run better, but we can help him too. But, my concern with him, as I told him today, he got three balls on the ground and I think 20-something carries in two games. That can't happen. That can't happen once. And, we're very fortunate yesterday. He gets two balls knocked out in some very important times in the game. Dwayne gets them both. I have one protection issue in the game, but as far as how many yards are there, what we're getting, that's gonna, those things are gonna always be up and down. I think that's just part of the game. But as far as putting the football on the ground and those type of things, it can't happen. So he's got a lot of improvement to do from that standpoint.
Well,
Gary, along those lines, what are you planning on doing to help stop the run?
Well, we can put some more guys up there. We've had our share of eight-man fronts. Yesterday we give up a couple of huge runs just in assignment issues. The answers are on film, Barry. It's not like we're looking at the film saying we don't have the people to stop the run. The defense is there. The scheme is there. The assignments are there. We're not getting them done. So, we just got to get better at what we're doing, quit busting some assignments. You can obviously go to more eight-man fronts, but that's, still you're leaving people one-on-one outside. So there's a variety of issues, but the bottom line, we got to get better at everything we're doing.
Gary, you could have had a running back last year for no draft choice, nothing, by the name of Cedric Benson. You could have picked him up as a free agent a year ago. Mm-hmm. Picked up 141 yards on 29 carries. Is that the type of a running back that you were looking for? And
well, we had our chance with Cedric in free agency, Barry. It just didn't work out.
He had a chance last year, though, before.
Yeah,
when he had his
you're
his
exactly
trouble.
Right. He was free for a while, and we were a team that passed in that situation. We ran the ball pretty good last year. We had our chance in free agency and him in the offseason. We evaluated him and evaluated his fit with our football team, and we made a decision to go in another direction. We got people to run the ball, but they got to run the ball better, and we got to help them run the ball better. So, hindsight's 20/20. It's time to play. We got to play with the people we got.
Along those lines, how long will it take for Aldridge to get up to speed in your system?
Oh, I think it's going to take some time. He's obviously a very talented, fast young man. He's practiced with us 3 days. So, it's going to take some time. Like I said, I got confidence in Steve. I got confidence in Chris. We need to get Ryan Motes on the football field. He's making plays in special teams. We need to give him a chance to touch the ball, and we will do that. But we got the right people. We just got to get it going better.
Chester, you had the results of his MRIs at worst, than he said?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to go too far into that, John. I'll just say this. We're going to scope Chester on Wednesday. He's right now there's plans to get that done Wednesday, and then I can answer your questions better. Obviously, he's going to miss some time. How much time? How's he come out of the scope? I will have an answer, for you as we come out of practice, hopefully Wednesday.
Okay, you've always talking about Casey Studdard. Mm-hmm. How did he play yesterday?
You know, what he went in expect? And did good. He played just like he did through the preseason. Casey plays the game on emotion and effort, a very hard player. He'll make some mistakes because he is so aggressive, so you're going to have a few in there. But he fits with the group. There was no fear there when he went in there as far as where we were going or how he was going to do. Our guys expected him to do his job, and he did. So, I'm excited to see him play. I mean, he's earned the right to play through camp, and he's the guy that's been working for his opportunity, and here we go. So we'll see how he does.
Do you plan on any lineup changes?
Do I plan on any lineup changes?
Because of all the mental mistakes that you said guys are making.
No, I mean, we've got it's like I told these young guys. We gave up 220-something yards on three plays yesterday, John, and there were three young players, that were very much involved with those. Barber had an alignment issue. We got screwed up there in the secondary. Of course, that's a big play. The young corner, Bryce McCain, had an issue on one of the big touchdown run on third and long. Cushing had a technique issue, and we were playing quarters on one time. So those are young players. But like I told them in this meeting today, I said, listen, guys, we're going with you. We're playing with you. So let's go fix them. We're not gonna stop and change and put this guy in there or that guy in there. We as coaches have got to get these young guys up to speed. There's no growth period here. They're playing. And we just got to get them doing it better. And I think they will do it better.
I know you say it doesn't matter because you play all your defensive linemen, but you started Bowman mm-hmm. over Smith, who's not played like y'all wanted. Yeah. Is Bowman going to start again?
Well, Bowman started this week. That was strictly there was a different issue there. Antonio had a couple of issues this week with responsibility as far as the team, and so I started Tim. But Antonio did come back in the game and play extremely well.
What issues?
Being on time, things like that. So, got to do what we got to do. I'll follow the team rules and know what's going on.
Do you, what are you happiest with on defense? Y'all were like, gave up one. Well, second half, you gave up one touchdown on seven series. What happened?
It was interesting because to me, they made plays when they had to. Of course, the first half that first quarter and a half was about as bad as it could be. But yet we made a couple of big plays on offense. They hunkered down and started playing good. When the game really counted, when the game became a field position game in the fourth quarter, they were excellent. They had two big stops, in those situations. So they stepped up and made some plays. Our disappointment, like I said, is the run game and still giving up some third and longs in some situations where you got to get off the field. But yet they stepped up, made some plays that were the difference in us winning and losing. Getting two big turnovers were the difference.
Do you expect Walter, Davis, and Cody to be back?
I would say Cody has an excellent chance of being ready to go. I would say that Davis and Kevin are day-to-day, but, it does look positive for both of them.
What about Reed?
Jock made a lot of progress last week. He probably practiced as much as any of them, but at the end of the week, we thought we saw some fatigue there from his, coming back, and didn't think it made a lot of sense to play him in that game because had we suited him, we wouldn't have played him much anyway. He might have played a few plays in special teams, so I think his chances of being a contributor this week are much greater.
Does Beasing have a chance to be a starter?
Yeah, he played a great deal in the game. I mean, he came in and played, somewhere around 25 to 30 snaps, almost had an excellent chance at an interception. He continues to do some good things for our team. David's very comfortable. I think you're going to see us use the rotation system back there in the back end. We're going to continue to play those guys and see who can settle down and take a spot and not let it go. So I think we keep playing them all.
You know what they're capable of doing, Gary. Now you got Jacksonville coming in 0-2. Are you scared about this situation?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I told the guys today, I said, you got a team coming in here that felt just like you felt all last week. So you better get ready to go. So. That's part of this league. When something good happens, you better let that go. If something bad happens, you better respond. So you look around this league week in and week out. There's things like that happening all the time. These guys, we always have good games with these guys. They're presenting some new problems for us offensively. Jax changes defense a little bit, so you know we got a big week ahead of us.
If you're Maurice Jones-Drew right now and you're looking at your run defense, what do you think?
Chops. I would think he's probably pretty excited. I mean, with the yards that we've been giving up on the ground, and he's as good as back as there is in the league. So, like I told the guys today, it doesn't stop. I mean, the backs will keep coming. They'll keep trying to run the football on you until we stand up and get it stopped. So this week won't be any different.
How much did Matt Shaw being healthier contribute to his success yesterday?
He was better, Christy. He's as close to 100% now as he's been. I was very impressed with how he played yesterday. When you play against that team, you better be a tough quarterback. You're going to get hit. He took some shots in the pocket, stayed in there, made some great plays, had a great sense of getting rid of the ball. No sacks, no turnovers. Playing against Tennessee's defense gives you the best chance to win. So, I thought Matt played about as good as I've seen him play, and was very focused. So, hopefully he continues to get better and gets that thing totally back to 100%.
Do you feel like getting a win like that on the road can be a momentum builder for your team?
Well, yeah, it can. I mean, obviously a lot of confidence when you go get something like that done. But like I said yesterday too, we're very realistic. You sit in here and watch the film today, and we understand our problems, and these statistics don't lie. So I think our guys are very humbled by what's going on and know that the issues that we have, and understand that we can be pretty darn good or pretty darn average. So, it's about just staying focused on what we're doing.
Gary, you've seen a lot of great catches in this league.
Yeah, that's
the first touchdown by Andre. Where does that rate for
that's
you?
That's got to be one of the best I've ever seen. Of course, my angle, I listened to the guys up in the box. I said, well, he caught the ball. There's no way it was in. They said, no, he was in. I mean, it was incredible. We had worked on it all week. That was going to be one of our short yardage calls. And I think him stepping up, making that play, and he made many. He made many plays in the game.
Gary, one of the big things that brought your team back, after Jacoby drops the ball there, it's 21-14. He's got a touchdown. He's thinking end zone. Boom, he drops the ball. Matt came right back to him.
Yeah.
Was that Matt's call? Was that Kyle's call? How did that come about?
Well, Kyle's making some great calls. Jacoby, we talked about it before the game. The one thing I wanted to see guys do is play with confidence. When you make a mistake, get up and go make the next play. So it's easy after that happens to talk about that situation. But, yeah, the play before, he had an easy 20-yard gain. He drops the ball. Instead of sitting there laying on the ground and sulking about it, he got up and got back in the huddle. Really, the play is not totally designed to go to him. We just caught a coverage at said post. So it's a great read by Matt, and good job of him hanging on the football.
Gary, you mentioned the bust by Cushing, but what was his impact in the last 25 minutes?
He's playing very good, guys. He's a heck of a player. I mean, he's the more he plays, the better he's going to get. The bigger the game, I shouldn't say the bigger the game, but I'd say the bigger the situation got in the game, he tends to play better. He plays very aggressive, talks a lot for a rookie from a standpoint of, with his teammates. So. And he was he and D'Amico were our defensive players of the game, so that'll tell you the impact he had.
Coach, watching back the fight, what did you tell the guys about it, and what do you think the fight that started on the sidelines, who started it, and what did you tell the guys?
I think the thing kind of got going when Finnegan and Andre were going at it. Of course, they go at it every time we play. I mean, they go at it every snap, and they're just very competitive, and both great players, Pro Bowl players. So I think that's how things kind of got going. What did I tell my players? They better keep their poise. You can't lose football games because you lose your poise, whether it's your bench, their bench, middle of the field. So you want your guys to be aggressive in battle, but you still got to keep your poise in the game.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.